This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhsin. Al-Muhsin. Al-Muhsin is the one whose actions are all perfect and good. The one whose actions are all perfect and good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in everything that He does, is perfect and good. Whether it be mercy, whether it be providing, whether it be forgiveness, whatever it may be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is all perfect and good. For He is Al-Muhsin. And we know that this name sounds similar to a word that we know very well, which is Ihsan. Ihsan is the equivalent to perfection, doing what we can as best as we can, or doing whatever we do as best as we possibly can. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qasas, وَأَحْسِنُوا كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَحْسِنُوا وَأَحْسِنُوا, and do good as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself has done good to you. كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah has done good to you, so do good as well. Now we know very well that when we learn the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are learning them to try to understand a lesson that we're going to implement in our own personal lives. Right? So ihsan, being good and trying to reach perfection. None of us will reach perfection, right? There's always room for improvement, but we strive for it. We strive towards it. And this element of being perfect in everything that we do is not something that we can achieve or attain. The beauty about that is that we constantly have to strive for it. We constantly have to strive for perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْإِحْسَانِ. Sorry, this is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. of Jaddad ibn Aws, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah muhsin, yuhibbul ihsan ila kulli shay." Allah is al-muhsin. He is the one who is perfect at everything that he does. And he loves when we also embark upon ihsan in everything that we're doing. So everything that we do, we try to implement ihsan. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does already includes ihsan. As in, it's already done the best that it could be done. Now this is really interesting, because when we sometimes look at ourselves in the mirror, we sometimes feel that something is wrong. We look at ourselves, oh, you know what? This hair is starting to grow a little bit higher on my face. My teeth are not as white as my neighbor's teeth, right? The bald spots on my head, they came a little too early, right? The aging, the sisters, right? Sisters will never talk about their aging, and we're not allowed to talk about their aging either, right? Where the wrinkles start to appear. And then the joints start to hurt, right? And the back starts to become hunched. And we look at ourselves and we say, oh, what's wrong with me? Why am I not as nice as this person? Why am I not as strong as that person? Why am I not as kind as that person? Don't ask why. Strive for perfection. Implement ihsan in everything that we do. And know and understand that when you look yourself in the mirror, al-muhsin is the one who created us. So the bald spots, that's from Allah. That's from al-muhsin. Alhamdulillah. My teeth not being as white as someone else's, alhamdulillah. Maybe their teeth are whiter but filled with more cavities. Right? Someone feels pain in their joints, alhamdulillah. There are many people who don't even have limbs to use those joints. So when we think of the creation, ourselves, and we look at our own selves, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that Allah created us. And so we need to be pleased and happy with the fact that Allah al-Muhsin is the one who perfected us as a creation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَوَّرَكُمْ, and He created us, He beautified us, He molded us. فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ, and He did that in the best manner. وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ, and we will all return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll learn a little bit how we can implement ihsan in our lives in the second half of this khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, as you sit here right now and you blink your eyes, which you didn't even think of doing, you've been doing it but you didn't think of doing it. Every single time we blink our eyes, our body lets some lubrication go, a droplet into our eye to lubricate it. And this is why throughout the entire day, when we're staring at screens, a lot of the time our eyes start to hurt. And then we rub them, and then it feels a little bit better. And we're staring and staring and staring at the screen, and then we rub them, and it feels a little bit better. We don't realize, we take it for granted, that al-muhsin, who perfected us as a creation, has provided us with things that we don't even think of as they're happening. The little droplet of that tear that comes into our eyes, that lubricates our eye, without it, how would we even blink? How would this upper lid and this bottom lid of the eye, right? How would they move if it was completely dry inside of our eyes? Yet we take it for granted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He perfected us in the way that we are as a creation of His. And we don't know what's best for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best. So now when we apply ihsan, trying to do whatever we do as best as possible, think of examples of your life. Think of your dealing with your parents, your interaction with your parents. Think of how we spoke to our children earlier today or late last night. Think of the food that we ate. Did we do ihsan to what was on the plate, or did we throw some of it in the garbage? Did we perfect our wudu and perform the ghusl and, you know, trim our nails and groom ourselves and apply the perfume and clean our mouth and put on nice clothing before coming so that we can perfect ourselves for Salatul Jum'ah? Did we show kindness to someone who helped us park our cars and say Jazakumullahu khairan after saying Assalamu alaikum to them? Did we cut someone off on the road as we were coming trying to make it here for Jum'ah? All of these aspects of our life, when we give a sadaqah, do we give sadaqah and we just give it and then we say, Alhamdulillah, I gave it during Ramadan, I'll wait until next year Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who do good deeds, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, to those who are going to perfect themselves, those who are going to strive for perfection. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, those who are going to be good to their parents. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, in the way that they drive, in the way that they speak, in the way that they dress. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, in the recitation of the Qur'an, in their salah. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, in their sadaqah towards others. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, in the way that they make their dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, in the way that they earned their wealth. All of these are examples of people who do goodness and kindness and try to achieve the best manners in doing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا, for those who strive at seeking perfection in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْحُسْنَى is for them وَزِيَادًا. What is الْحُسْنَى? The finest reward and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the best of rewards and more. And how many times a day do we say this dua? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We are always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us goodness in this life. Give us from the best of the hereafter. And save and protect us from the punishment of Jahannam, from the fire. And that needs to be shown in our actions as well. Can't just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then expect perfection to come from Him, but no perfection to come from us. Not even an attempt coming from us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for every single one of us to strive and to be the best that we possibly can and to constantly seek higher and higher attempts at coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana salihah ya arhamar rahimin. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Ya Allah, you are al-muhsin. Allow us to be from amongst those that learn from your example and try to do things as best as we possibly can. Ya Allah, we know that we are weak and we know that we are not perfect. Ya Allah, we know that we are unable to do things as best as you want them, but allow us to try and forgive us along the way. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to attain the highest levels of paradise of Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, there are many community members that are struggling, going through some sort of hardship, some sort of illness. Ya Allah, grant them cure. Our sister Maha, who is also pregnant and recently diagnosed with cancer, Ya Allah, please grant her health. Ya Allah, please make it easy for her and her child. Ya Allah, please pave a smooth road ahead of her and make it easy for all of her family throughout this difficult time. Ya Allah, there's also sister Maha and brother Hafiz and sister Sajida, who are both in the hospital currently with COVID-19 and taken into the ICU. Ya Allah, please grant them health and strength. Ameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
يا الله
please make sure your cell phones on silent. Straighten your rows.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم تعبدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاك الله خيرا and brothers and sisters for your patience on the way coming in and throughout the khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you on this Friday. Just a reminder, we do have our family program on Friday nights for those who are vaccinated. It's after right after Salatul Isha, so please do join us. We do have refreshments. We're studying the chapters of the etiquettes of the believer, and we're currently learning about the etiquettes of the masajid, of coming to the masjid and attending the masjid. So please do join us, inshallah ta'ala. Also, I will be leaving on Sunday, inshallah, for Umrah with a group from Milton. So please do remember me in your dua, and I'll see you in a few weeks when I come back. Barakallahu feekum. I will be making dua for every single one of us as a community, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to be reunited once again soon. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, how are you? I'm traveling today.
You're traveling today? In 1 hour. So you're going straight to the airport from here?
No, I'm
not. 2:30
I'm leaving.
Okay. Okay, alhamdulillah. How long are you going for?
Okay,
inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you there and back safely. You're going alone or with family? Inshallah, good. Alhamdulillah. That will make it easy for you and you know, pave the way for your family. I'm glad you're taking the family. That's good. I'm glad you're taking the family. Yeah. All right, inshallah. We'll see you when you get back. Take care of yourself.